Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I guess I had lost track a little bit of Jared Jones because the good news, as it's portrayed, it was good news. I guess I had forgotten that we're still talking, what, 12 weeks before he'll be on a mound or before he'll be playing? Possibly.
Yeah, basically middle of June, I think, was the expected timeline, at least if you go based off of
the 12 no weeks throw. Would be the middle of July.
6 to 8 weeks was supposed to be how long he was going to go without throwing. And now this update from Noah Hyle saying that he's resumed throwing activity is obviously a sign in the right direction that maybe
the 12 weeks? Till when?
Where did you get 12 weeks from?
I thought I just heard that on your update.
No, I said that as you read the update when you were back here with me, what I read, that Jones has resumed throwing, still a very long road ahead, but he's on his way back.
Well, how long's the road? That's my question. Jones' estimated timetable for a return to big league play is 12 weeks. There it is. Todd Tomsic said that yesterday. 12 weeks limits is 3 months. That's May, June, July, so we're talking early August.
He's
correct?
Obviously talking currently, like as he spoke on the 30th, not from like when the injury occurred.
Right.
So it would have been it'd be 3 months from now, or 12 weeks from now. So yeah, you're talking, end of July, middle of July? That's a lot.
No, you're talking end of July, early August. You and I have really been at odds today, and this stems back from our altercation yesterday when Bob and I accused you of cheating.
You did, yes.
On a trivia question.
On trivia, and I took some offense to that. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
Wow.
I remember when that happened.
What a line.
And I apologize for that, but it was really Bob who was insulting your integrity because he never takes any heat, but he was all over you, accusing you of cheating on the trivia thing. Right?
Yes. And I did not have any of the answers out in front of me. I was trying to work my way towards figuring out what the perfect game number was because Domingo Herman threw one, and I remembered seeing the number.
Yeah.
But the other ones, I just took wild guesses.
Well,
based off of whatever Bob's guess was, I didn't want to guess the same. I just kind of went with like a one or two
number
buffer.
No, I understand. It's completely understandable from your part.
Hmm.
But Jared Jones and Skeens. Skeens going to take the mound in a little while. It's always a show when he's on the mound. And the wish, you know, the fervent prayer of Pirate fans and anybody who loves baseball, including me, is to see a rotation that has Skeens, Jones, and Chandler in it. And limits, because of, you know, the proliferation of injuries these days with power pitchers, plus the limited timeline when guys who are going to be really rich like Skeens and maybe the other two, but certainly Skeens, play in Pittsburgh, how many turns through a rotation ever are we going to get with those three guys? I can't help but wonder about
this
that.
This is turning into what, like Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden when they were on the Nets or whoever, whatever the combination was.
Yeah.
They've played a combined 20 games over 2 years together.
Right, or Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor with the Cubs, they really only had 1 year together at the height of their powers. I just wonder about that. The dream rotation, I just hope we get to see it. And I hope we get to see it, you know, for a couple of years anyway. I think that would even be a bonus, a couple of years of that dream rotation. But that gets me to the story by Tom Verducci in Sports Illustrated on Skeens, which appeared this week. And it's a brilliant piece that's really centered around avoiding the arm injury. And it talks about how Skeens is, quote, pushing the physical boundaries of pitching. He threw last year 100 pitches at least 100 miles an hour, almost twice as many as any other starting pitcher, okay? Now, follow me on this one, because Verducci writes that Skeens is one of 21 pitchers over the last 4 years to average at least 96.6 miles an hour on their four-seamer in the first two innings of games. Did you follow that?
Okay.
All right, so he's one of 21 guys in all the majors to average right there, close to 97 with that four-seamer in the first two innings of games, okay?
All right.
19 of those 21 guys who bring that kind of heat early have suffered significant injuries,
wow,
including 13 with Tommy John surgery. And the only two unscathed hard throwers like Skeens. So that leaves two, him and Joe Boyle from Tampa. So he asked Skeens to respond to this. And Skeens says, the thing I'd be interested more in is what the guys who aren't getting hurt are doing. He said, I saw it last year with Chapman, Cole, Verlander, those guys who go a very long period of time without getting hurt. Now, as Verducci says, 3 days after that quote, Gerrit Cole was on the operating table with Tommy John surgery. But he did go, you know, years and years, up to the age of whatever he is, 33 or so, without ever having a major injury. So Skeens has made a study of these people. But it's just this whole idea of hoping against hope that he and the others will be able to form this dream rotation. The last time we had this hope, it was supposed to be Cole with Tyone and even Mark Appel. Remember they drafted him?
Glasnow.
It was
supposed to be Cole, Tyone, Glasnow.
And Appel.
I guess Appel.
They drafted him in the top 10.
Right. He didn't sign, so
yeah,
he ultimately didn't end up really getting those dreams to become even close to reality. But yeah, when you first draft him, yes.
So Tyone, Glasnow, and Cole, and did we ever even see it one turn through the rotation?
Because
Glasnow pretty much imploded, and the other guys were either gone or, in Tyone's case, all kinds of, you know, bad breaks for him. So it's just so precarious with these pitchers. And I found it really interesting that the surgery, the Tommy John surgeon, I guess, is Dr. Neil Elitrosh. You remember that name? I think that's how you pronounce it. That's the guy who operated on Ben's elbow when he hurt it. Remember that?
Yes.
So Verducci interviews him, and he says this pitching business is higher risk than it's ever been. But he points out, and this was the most interesting thing to me, that, you know, there's Darwinism happening here, where sometimes it's how your body is formed. And Verducci says that Elitash says you can look at the shoulder and elbow of a pitcher and see risk without ever watching a pitch. In other words, it's how your body is formed sometimes that determines whether or not you're going to get hurt. He says we're learning more about the appearance of the shoulder and elbow structure, and that tells you what that person has been doing since they've been growing. And some of those features are permanent increase factors, meaning some aren't.
So some arms can just be, can legitimately be built different.
Shoulder and elbow structure.
Yeah.
Yes, that this doctor He's the, who was Andrews? Jim Andrews was the knee specialist. Was that his? James Andrews?
Yeah, James Andrews.
This is that guy for elbows, and he's telling the world, basically, I can look at a shoulder and elbow structure and say whether you're at risk of this. Now, of course, he hasn't looked at Skeens. Hopefully, he never will. But that's just interesting to me.
Do you kind of think that it would just be as a precaution, a decent idea for Skeens to see this guy?
Would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Just to see what would show up and say, hey, like, you have this risk or you don't have this risk. Would that change his approach at all? To trying to prevent an injury.
His approach is a huge part of the story. He's got his own trainer that he's been training with for years. He's obsessed with trying to avoid this. Skeens tells Verducci, I'm trying to know more than anybody else. He says there's an element of chance, but there's also an element to do everything you can and know your body. And Skeens says, and I think that a lot of people, they just don't know what they don't know. I'm trying to be the first guy to do these things. It's a fascinating piece because it's real. I mean, the number I just read to you, 19 of 21 guys, and all the reports and studies that are out there just tell you this is very real. And Skeens is fighting against it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And he says, and I think I read these quotes the other day, he's looking at Cole and Verlander as inspirations. And he says, that's the goal, Skeens says. Nobody in the big leagues has my stuff. We're writing our own book. I've tried it the other way, meaning, you know, doing what other people say and tell you to do. It doesn't work. It's my game out there. There is no model for me. And the more I read that, that's not even like a, you know, bragging or anything close to that. He's just saying a fact, like, I'm 6'6", whatever he is, 240, 250, something like that. And there's nobody that has had this kind of repertoire combined with the velocity. So he's just saying there's not a model out there. I'm sort of flying on my own here. And it makes for a fascinating piece, and it just, again, brings up that issue of, are we going to see him, Keller, or him, Jones, and Chandler in the same rotation? And if so, for how long? And it underscores this. Enjoy any and all of them while you have them. Based on, will he be somewhere else someday? And based on this specter of arm issues. He's pitching today. That's all I know. I plan on enjoying it. It's going to be, is it on TV today?
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be on the television to my right here. And I can't believe that the Pirates have one of the five best pitchers in the history, young pitchers in the history of baseball, and potentially one of the greats of all time at the height of his powers, man. You look across sports. Yeah, he's going to get smarter and learn more and all that and hopefully win more and pitch in big games as he gets older. I don't care what sport you're looking at. He's in the sweet spot early heading into mid-20s. That's the sweet spot for superstars. He is at the height of his physical powers. And like I said, any day he pitches, I'm almost expecting a great game and wondering if he's going to pitch a no-hitter.
And he changed his arm slot up a little bit, too. It's a little bit lower, which is not... A lot of people are wondering, why is he not throwing 100? Why is he not throwing 101 anymore? That's a little bit of a reason why. I mean, maybe by the time we get to June and July
also.
Yeah,
I think as it warms up, he'll warm up.
He'll warm up, too. But I think also in doing that, it's allowed him to change his repertoire a little bit. He has like 7 pitches right now, as Michael McHenry was telling us. That's just a sign of a guy that knows how to control his body where it's not overwhelming for him either with that many pitches. Because you could think, like, 7 different offerings, those angles, like, how could that affect him? And at this point, it's worked very, very well.
And he seems very content to get people out with his brain as opposed to with brute force. He knows he, first of all, can't get him out with brute force all the time. He learned that last year, that, oh, wait a second, these dudes, once they lock into 101, are going to put the ball over the fence, so I'm going to outsmart them. And he's been unbelievable with that. And he seems fine with, you know, all right, maybe I'll get 6 strikeouts today, but I'll get everybody out. Weak contact is the name of the game. It's not just swing and miss.
Just like the sweeper, or it was a slider or a sweeper that he threw to Ohtani, that nasty pitch that he struck him out on in L.A.
Yeah.
Man, last year, he would have just thrown straight 101 by him. And he did in the first at-bat they faced before Ohtani took him deep the next at-bat. It's those adjustments. How do you change? How do you adapt? And that's also what Skeens is so good at.
Yeah, it's like the scary part is he has Bob Gibson mixed with, I don't know, think of one of these guys who was just a, you know, a technician on the mound, Mike Boddicker. You may not remember that name, Linus,
no.
And I apologize for that. Anybody you can think of who was that type of guy who painted corners and changed speeds and fooled you with his guile. And can you imagine? Who's the Braves guy that I'm not thinking of? It was Smoltz, Glavin, and...
Maddox.
Maddox and Gibson combined? You won't get laughed off stage if you say that about Skeens. There's that potential. A guy who wins with guile and changing speeds and stuff that's not 100 miles an hour. And then there's guys that overpower you in a historic way. He may be both. He may be, who did we just say? Maddox and Gibson.
He might be, Kyle Hendricks is a bad comparison. He's not nearly as good enough, but.
You don't have to say anybody other than Maddox and Gibson.
Okay.
You've said the 2.
I'll stick with it.
We've said the 2. Those are it. I can't wait to watch him again today.
Remember Jake Arrieta's back half of 2015?
Yeah.
That's like Paul Skeens on a consistent basis. At least at times.
Yeah. I mean, he was, at that point in his career, for that little stretch, he was literally unhittable.
He had like an 0.91 ERA.
Although I always think about that Starling Marte 100-mile-an-hour ground ball he hit in that wild card game. If that had found a hole, I think they might have made a comeback. He smashed it, remember?
Yeah.
And it turned into an inning-ending out.
I always think of the Brandon Crawford and the Schwarber home runs that are the ones that I can never get out of my brain.
I always think of, was it Sean Gonzalez? What was his name?
Sean Rodriguez
punching the Gatorade cooler.
Yes, he did beat that thing up.
That was amazing. That was the best moment of that game. That, and then who was at the plate who went back at Arrieta? Who was it?
I don't think it was Gung.
Who wasn't taking anything from him. I can't think of who it was, Limits.
No, I can't either.
Why is my brain not functioning
today? Great question. I think it's functioning very well, actually.
So
pretty well.
And thank you. Can I hear Alvin from Aliquippa
again?
Hey, I just need another morale boost.
Oh, my word.
I know. And Bob was right. Bob said when he said this to me, he was thinking of a lot of swear words that he couldn't say on the air when he said to me, no, 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 or whatever he says.
Here. Alvin in Aliquippa is on the line right now. Hello, Alvin. How are you?
Hey, Bob. You think Gino's in Jerry back up for you?
I didn't expect Alvin, you dog, you.
That, when he said, you dog, you, he said he was legitimately angry and had all kinds of horrible swear words going through his mind, but couldn't say them on the air. Do you believe that Bob gets angry sometimes?
Yes, I do. I think everybody has a breaking point. Everybody has a switch that when it goes off.
And I seem to have a knack for finding their breaking points.
You can, yes.
I sent Bob, because here's the origin of that story, is there was no electricity in the house last night. So suddenly I find myself without the addiction of the phone or the computer or the internet or the television. I'm just sitting there in the dark at about 8:30 in my living room. Like, what am I supposed to do with myself here? There's all of my addictions have been taken away.
I know what you can do.
It's four nights of complete darkness.
There you go. I mean, take the playbook out,
listen,
something
man,
out of Aaron's playbook.
This day and age, we need like structured darkness time or silent time, or we're never going to have it. So I'm just sitting there. So I started to go through all my old files on my computer, and up came Alvin and Aliquippa. That's why I sent you and Bob that clip last night. And Bob sent me back a horrible swear word.
I thought you weren't on your computer.
Well, here's the thing. I still had texting, which was weird.
You can text us from your computer, and you do that all the time, and it comes up as your email address.
Well, my phone texting was working, but nothing else was. Nothing.
Well, maybe because your computer wasn't connected to the Wi-Fi because the power was out.
Nobody cares. But I shaved by candlelight today, Limits. Did I do a good job?
I don't see any cuts or scratches or marks, so yes, I think you did.
It was like living, well, in a cave or in the 1800s. I mean, when Ron was born, it's hard to imagine how people lived back then.
Sometimes I get burns sometimes on my neck for like a half an hour, an hour after I shave. Well, I always shave at night.
There's cream for that.
And then I go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it'll be gone by the morning. And typically it is.
Ask Malzi about that.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.